Think a minute. A 4-year-old girl who was badly hurt in a car accident was losing so much blood she was going to die. Unless the doctors quickly found someone with her same rare blood type who was also willing to give her some of their blood. Then they discovered that the girl's 7-year-old brother had the same blood type as her. So the doctor led her brother into his office and told him that his baby sister was very sick, and unless she received some blood, she would probably die. Her brother's eyes filled with tears. After a few moments, he bravely said to the doctor, "I'll give my blood to my sister." Later, as the young boy watched his blood going through a tube into his sister's body, his fear reached a point of panic. The doctor could see the terrified look on the little boy's face and said, "It's okay, son. It will all be over very soon." The boy started to cry and asked, "So now is when I'm going to die?" You see, when the doctor had first asked this young boy to give his blood for his sister, he thought it meant he was giving all his blood and that he would die, so his sister could live. Yet because he loved his sister, he still chose to do it. We often don't know how much people really love us until their relationship with us costs them something. Some friends are only friends to us as long as it's convenient for them, or if they get something out of our friendship. But Jesus taught and showed us that there's no greater love than when someone gives his life for his friend. Amazingly, even when we rejected him and didn't want anything to do with him, Jesus still gave his own innocent life for us. He, our Maker, who created us to share and enjoy life with him, did all this for us. But he'll never force you to accept him as your friend. Otherwise, it wouldn't be love anymore, since love has to be freely chosen. He'll always respect your freedom to choose, especially since he gave it to you. So won't you choose to accept him today as your friend? Just ask Jesus to forgive you for living your own way and to help you start living his way for the rest of your life. He promises he will never leave you, so you'll never regret having him as your very best friend. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.